Geopolitical tensions are escalating, inflation is raging despite what they say. Stocks are sinking, debt is rising, and your own financial future isn't looking too clever. Yet gold endures crisis. Wars, disasters, no calamity has beaten gold. While paper assets crash and burn, gold endures. You need to take a fresh look at gold steadying your portfolio. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with new IRAs this month. Help shield your savings with a Noble Gold Investments IRA. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Andy Biggs joins the program to talk about the invasion on our southern border on this Pearl Harbor anniversary. And then Donald Trump Jr. talks about Hunter Biden testifying in front of Congress and more. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. So check it out right now, tpusa.com. And come to America Fest. It's amfest.com. It's the biggest event of the year. Use promo code CHARLIE, Phoenix, Arizona, December 16, 17, 18, 19. We have Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Patrick Bet David. That's amfest.com, amfest.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Donald Trump Jr. joins us now. Don, welcome to the program. Don, you know, the chatter on Capitol Hill is to have Hunter Biden testify in front of Congress. So some people say, you know, he wants it to be public, but remind our audience when the Adam Schiff Brigade put you through a 40-hour struggle session. Shouldn't he also be subject to that, Donald Trump Jr.?
Yeah, 100%, Charlie. I'm seeing this whole, no, he wants to do it publicly because that's where the transparency is. That's just a flagrant lie. There's nothing about it. The reality is, Charlie, the way these things work, right? These congressmen don't sit there spending all the time in the details. Half of them aren't lawyers. They're not going through the things. When you do the public display, one side gets 5 minutes, and some congressmen, even on the GOP side, will, you know, do something great for a 5-second Twitter clip, but there'll be no follow-up. 5 minutes later, it goes to a Democrat who will change topic and let Hunter talk about, you know, addiction made him steal millions of dollars. Of course, he didn't return any of the money, so we understand there's no remorse. It's all a soundbite. Behind closed doors, these things are handled by professionals. They're lawyers who spend nothing but the time investigating these. So I can assure the American people, if Hunter and his lawyer are saying, no, we want to do it publicly, it's because it's much better for him. But it's not because of transparency. It's not because of anything. They'd be up there for 2-3 hours. The Democrats would stall and redirect, and you'd never build any momentum. There should be public hearings, but after they do the full deposition. I didn't get these benefits. Jared didn't get the benefits. Ivanka didn't get the benefits of these things. We had to do it the hard way. I did 40 hours behind closed doors. And then there's a reason there wasn't public testimony after that, because it went nowhere. It was all a lie. Didn't stop them from making me do it. I wasn't going to get the opportunity to choose the easy way out. I'm pretty good on my feet and in public. I'd have gladly done that and been done in a couple hours with nonsense. It's not going to work. We need to get all the details. Don't forget, I did 40 hours, Charlie, based on what they said was a 20-minute meeting that everyone in the room agreed what happened, right? 20-minute meeting. Hunter's got money from Ukraine, money from Russia. You have banks literally flagging, saying, it doesn't seem like he actually did anything for this foreign money. You know, that you would think that would be a problem. You have the wires to Joe Biden himself. You have Joe Biden sending thousands of emails under alias names. Like, there's a lot more. And I mean, not even close. I mean, there's billions of times more evidence that there is wrongdoing with the Hunter thing than there ever was with Russia, Russia, Russia. And it didn't stop them dragging out Russia, Russia, Russia for 3 years, countless of hours, like just I've done more than anyone in the Biden family solo, and that's before they attack the rest of my family. It's nonsense. And just because there will be, Charlie, as you've seen, you know, there'll be a couple Republicans that would rather blow the whole thing to be able to get 5 seconds of a highlight reel on Twitter rather than getting into the details. Well, guess what? They can do that in a couple months once we have the real information. We can't allow them to get away with hiding all of this stuff through the quote-unquote public testimony, because it's not the same. It's fake. And they're going to run with that soundbite ad nauseum.
Yeah. And it's also, we have to take a step back. What is the best way to actually get to the truth, right? You had a 20-minute meeting here, Don, with Hunter. There's a lot of details here. A lot of details, right?
100%. There's thousands of questions that will never be asked.
Yeah. So talk about that, because in the private, you can then, I mean, you know, they can really grill you and you could really get to the truth. And we want to get to the truth here. So Don, walk us through kind of that aspect of it. And let's also understand it's Hunter who wants the public spectacle. Hunter knows 5 minutes here. Okay. 5 minute rest. 5 minute here, 5 minute rest. And all the media will come and he'll be, you know, I was struggling with drugs and I don't know if you know this, but my brother died. I mean, the same shtick that his father does over and over and over again. Private, you can listen to everything, put together a report, and Hunter doesn't want private. Don, explain further on that.
Yeah. So when I was in private in these sessions, I mean, the one side, you know, the Democrats, they could have 3 hours straight questioning before there's any kind of redirect. And most of the time, the Republicans wouldn't have anything because they realized it was nonsense. It didn't matter. So I could go 9 hours of straight questioning done by an individual in many cases who actually was a lawyer, not a congressman or something I'm looking to grandstand, but someone who had spent the entire, you know, few months focused on nothing but this stuff. Now, I think it was a little bit harder because they knew they had nothing and it didn't matter. That didn't prevent them from going out there doing it. Here, you have all of that. You may have a congressman that hasn't spent 5 minutes on there. They'll get up. He gets his 5 minutes. There'll be no unity. There'll be no joining on some of these things when you're talking about money and bank accounts and all these things from explicit places. You may need an hour to get to the bottom of these things. You'll get nothing because the Republicans won't do it. The people who are there may not know anything about it. It may not be a priority and nothing will happen. So it needs to be done behind closed doors the way that we've done it. You can release the transcripts immediately. I don't care about that. I mean, it's not, let's be transparent, but doing it public, where there's no unity, where there's no time to actually go through the probably thousands of questions they would have, is not transparent. It's exactly the opposite. But they're going to try to sell that lie to the American people. The media will try to say, no, look, he wants to do it publicly because they don't understand the process. The process behind closed doors is far more rigorous. Anyone can get through the public. And that's exactly what they would do. They would manipulate it with feelings and, you know, hide from it. And, you know, 4 minutes of the 5 minute response will be about nonsense, trying to get through to the next question to allow the Democrats to give them another 5 minutes of cover up. It's one big lie. And the American people deserve to know the truth.
Yes. Yes, they do. So Don, on a similar but on, you know, different note, right now, your father continues with this New York civic trial. I mean, Don, this is the longest trial in the history of trials. I mean, I've never seen anything quite like this. I feel as if that it was snowing when this thing started. And it's been all summer and it's been like this nonstop processional and photo ops and judges' wives. Just kind of to the best, just tell us about how your father's holding up with this. It's absolutely amazing. He is the front runner for the Republican, not even close, not even a primary. The primary is over. And he's facing all this prison time. They're trying to take the business empire. New York civil trial. Don, give us the update of what's going on.
Well, you know, and I'm also still under gag order, Charlie, because we live in a communist country at this point where I'm not even allowed to talk about some of these things. But what I can talk about is obviously an overzealous attorney general. And what's amazing is the supposed victim of this was on stand all last week saying, no, Trump was like, that was like a golden goose. Like we used that to get other business. Not only did we want to continue doing business with Trump, we wanted to do more business with Trump. I mean, the entire premise that the victim of this thing is somehow Deutsche Bank, a $1 trillion entity, when they get on stage and say, no, of course we did our own due diligence. We take what we do and we do our own due diligence. You know, post Sarbanes-Oxley in 2002, post 2008 crisis, the banks are basically out there saying, of course we had to do our due diligence. If we didn't, we'd have class action lawsuits out the wazoo. We did all, I mean, the entire case was shot down by the experts from the bank that's the supposed victim. But that doesn't matter. Well, you can't testify about that. You know, real estate brokers who work in Palm Beach and do the highest end homes in the world were on yesterday talking about Mar-a-Lago is worth $1 billion, not 18 million that, you know, I guess, you know, someone there, I'm probably not allowed to name names, said it was worth. They go, this is insane. And here's why. And here's the comps. And here's this. That's we can't use the evidence that's actually real based on people with real knowledge. We would much rather take the word of someone who has a political vendetta, even if they know literally nothing about what's in question. You know, another place where I, you know, did 2 or 3 days of testimony for nonsense. And once they get the real answer and they, well, we're just going to ignore that. I saw that when I did my depositions with them back last summer. I do a deposition. Well, Durrell, our expert says, Trump Durrell, our big golf course in Miami, well, it's only worth this because, you know, you do X number of rounds of golf and X number of hotel stays, so it's worth this. I go, well, what's 650 acres of undeveloped land in Miami right now, the hottest real estate market in the world? Next question. We can't talk about that. It's absolutely disgusting. It's lawfare. The Democrats are weaponizing anything they can against their political enemies, and that's one of many. No different in Fulton County, no different in D.C., and they figure if they throw enough crap on a wall, they can get something to stick in an area where you have no chance because there's no Republicans. There's a reason they were venue shopping. There's a reason even the Miami case, the grand jury was in D.C. Well, why is that? Why would you have a grand jury in D.C.? Because you know you're not going to have a single person who's a Republican. And even if they felt a little bit bad for Trump, there's a reason there's not a jury in New York. Because you know what? You may get one guy that's like, okay, enough of this. This is insane. And maybe you get one guy that's not going to go for the social pressure, right? Because even if you agree with Trump, there's a solid chance you just give the DA whatever they want because you'd never be able to take your children to school again. You'd be run out of the city. And they know it. And they've weaponized it. And this is what's going on in America in 2023 right now. It's Marxist tactics.
Hey, everybody. Our friends at Hillsdale College want to wish you a happy Christmas and healthy, prosperous New Year. Since Hillsdale's founding in 1844, it's taught its students by precept and example the teachings and practices of the Christian faith. The college continues this mission in its classrooms and nationwide through its educational outreach efforts. Hillsdale College is free to pursue learning, character, faith, and freedom in all they do because supporters like you allow them to refuse every penny of taxpayer money, even indirectly in the form of federal grants and loans. So this Christmas season, my friends at Hillsdale want to thank you, dear listener, for your kindness towards the college. They prepared a special video featuring their sacred music choir singing O Little Town of Bethlehem in their beautiful Christ Chapel at the heart of campus. You could also take their online courses. They have courses about Winston Churchill, American history, Aristotle, Euclidean geometry. Also, the Victor Davis Hanson citizenship class is amazing. Go to charlieforhillsdale.com. That's charlieforhillsdale.com and hear the choir and view many other free resources to help you celebrate the season. I promise it will be uplifting and inspiring for you. That is charlieforhillsdale.com.
So, Don, apparently the straw poll says that Trump won the debate despite him not being on stage. Your reaction?
Yeah, I saw that. I think it was on like Meet the Press, you know, not exactly a bastion of conservative thought, put that one out there. And a group of 30 Georgia voters were together. They watched the debate. And I think Trump overwhelmingly won despite not actually being present. And, I think the reality is the people who are otherwise being pushed by the establishment and billions of dollars in artificial boosting, whether it's Ron DeSantis, now Nikki Haley, you know, their real policies are coming out. When you see them on a stage in long form, it's different than someone writing an article about how wonderful they'd actually be. You see the flip-flopping from DeSantis. You see the desire to be in never-ending wars and being on the board of Boeing and Big War in America from Nikki Haley. And you realize that Trump's the only actual America First candidate that's out there. So, people are seeing that more and more every day. They're seeing the weaponization of government happen more and more. And they're understanding that if the government, if the donor class, if the billionaires, if the uniparty, if the Democrats are trying to take one person out, only Donald Trump, there's a reason for that. They want the people who have failed America over and over again to be in power because it's worked out really well for them while it's mortgaged our children and our families and regular, ordinary, hardworking Americans to the hilt. People are sick of it, Charlie. They see what's going on and they're not playing around anymore. They understand Donald Trump's the only guy that's actually going to fight for them.
All right. We found the clip here. Let's play cut 99.
Well, Kristen, getting a reaction from voters here in Atlanta was quite easy. They actually organized a straw poll on their own during the debate and were keeping track of their opinions. And by the end of the night, you had Vivek Ramaswamy out of this watch party of about 30 people getting 5 votes. You had Ron DeSantis getting 2, both Nikki Haley and Chris Christie having a sole 1 vote. And get this, former President Donald Trump, despite not being on the stage, got 18.
18. Don, your reaction.
Yeah, well, you know, as I said, the people get it. And the reason they gave Vivek the next number and the most is because he called out all the nonsense. You know, the reality is, you know, these guys, they get on a stage and they're in the 12th Republican debate for dog catcher at this point. And they flip-flopped on everything that there is. And they're trying to tell you what you want to hear, but it doesn't line up with what they then tell their donors. You know, the jig is up, man. People understand what's going on and they're not falling for it anymore. So, you know, the media, the billionaire donor class, like their influence has waned with the American people because people have their eyes are open to what's going on. It's gotten so ridiculous. It's gotten so extreme. People aren't buying the narrative anymore.
Don Jr., keep fighting and we have your family's back. Thanks so much, man. See you soon.
Appreciate it, Charlie. I'll see you soon.
Email us, everybody, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. In case you didn't know, there's an invasion happening on our southern border. And that's right. I am going to connect the two together because it was previously many, many decades ago that this speech was given. Play cut 120.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
December 7th, we were attacked and we were invaded. Well, today we're being attacked and invaded on our southern border. We used to be a country that would fight back against such an invasion. Every single day we are being invaded by thousands and thousands of people. Chinese, Afghans, foreign nationals, supercells, terrorists, they're bringing guns, weapons, fentanyl, killing your kids. What are we going to do about it? Currently, we're doing nothing.
For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. I think the world of Patriot Mobile. They are amazing people. Glenn and the whole team. We have dinner frequently. I've gotten to know them. They're incredible. And I'm so proud to partner with them. They are donors to Turning Point USA. They are the best. You see, Patriot Mobile, they offer dependable nationwide coverage, giving you ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage that you're accustomed to without funding the left. So look, you got to make the switch today. And when you do that, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you send a clear, convincing, and resounding message that you support freedom of speech, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team can make switching very easy. So you keep your number, you keep your phone, or you upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Glenn and the team there will be more than happy to help you. Just tell them Charlie Kirk sent you. They're amazing, super great to work with, very generous supporters of Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action. They are mission aligned. Have your cell phone bill work for the country. Make your cell phone bill work for America. Join me and make the switch today. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie. Full endorsement, patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT.
Joining us now is one of the good guys from the U.S. House of Representatives, Congressman Andy Biggs, who's fighting very, very hard. Two main topics, FISA 702 and the border. We originally booked Andy, who's just excellent, here on 702. But I want to get to the border first. Yesterday was the worst day ever in the history of the border. 12,000 people in one day. 12,000 people. You are being invaded and attacked the same way that we were attacked at Pearl Harbor. A little different, but it's very similar. Play cut 121.
The numbers are actually getting even worse. Multiple CBP sources telling me this morning in the last 24 hours, Border Patrol alone has made more than 10,000 apprehensions of illegal immigrants. That does not even include CBP ports of entry. And you can see the situation here in Lukeville behind us. We got well over 800 people waiting in line here after they crossed illegally overnight, waiting to be apprehended by Border Patrol. Once again, it's like deja vu from yesterday. You can see these guys are coming in from all over the world. A lot of African men, mostly single adult men here.
A lot of these men are going to go and rape our women, and they're going to do crimes, and they're going to do all sorts of things. We're bringing in criminals. We're bringing in vigilantes, soaking up services. If you're wondering why public schools are a mess, why the ER is full. By the way, how many of these people are sleeper cells? How many of them have fentanyl with them? How many of them have a criminal record? How many of them have murdered? We don't know. We just let them into the interior of the country. We don't have a country. We are a colony ruled by an unelected oligarchy, a shadow government that allows third world foreigners, illegals, criminals, vigilantes to come in, and they go after the whole country. And we wonder why crime is going up. It really makes me, it should make you sick. 12,000 people yesterday. It's a new record. I know the country's setting new record, not stock market highs. No, 12,000, and we had 10,000 back in May. Andy Biggs joins us now. Andy, thank you for bearing with my monologue there. Your reaction, Andy Biggs.
Yeah, Charlie, there is no border. There's no southern border. And the first thing that goes when a country disintegrates is their geographical integrity. Our geographical integrity is gone because we don't have a southern border. Second thing is when your currency is not of any value. That's basically the case we have now, and that's because of overspending by the federal government. So let's talk about the border. You talk about that border. You mentioned 12,000, and in the video that we just watched, there were no women. There were no children. These are thousands upon thousands of military-aged young men, ages 18 to 35, coming into the country. That would be point number one. Number two, what you also didn't see is a lot of CBP agents. Why is that? Because all the CBP agents are no longer even able to staff and work the line. What they're doing is they're just transporting and processing. There's no vetting. You mentioned vetting. There is absolutely no vetting. Why is there no vetting? Because unless somebody has already been in the U.S. and committed that crime, they're not going to be in a database that we have access to unless they're on an Interpol watch list as well. Thus, if they're coming from, let's say, the African country of Mali, we have no way of knowing whether they're a rapist, criminal, pastor, reverend. We have no idea. And then the other thing is we don't even know if they who they say they are. And a lot of times we don't even know if they are from where they say they are. And on the day that you had 12,000, Charlie, mark my words, you had another 5,000 to 10,000 people who got away. That 12,000 were the people who surrendered. You had another 5,000 or 10,000 that got away into the interior. Those are the ones wearing camo and carpet shoes. They're carrying backpacks with fentanyl and other drugs. Some of them are from high interest countries like China. You've got Iran, who's funding with Muslim Brotherhood, that's funding people from all over the Mideast and Africa to come into our country today. What is going on is that this administration is content with basically boiling us down and destroying this nation.
You know, we hear from Joe Biden and his, you know, group of gangsters and criminals. They are all traitors, by the way. Oh, it's women and children. No, no, no. I want someone, any of you internet sleuths out there, show me a woman in this. Show me a child in this. These are fighting age men that are 5'11 to 6'2". Look at this. It's like a military. Look at that image. This is not children. This is not women. These are men that might have criminal history. They might be sleeper cells. They might be Hamas. They might be CCP. This visual is very, very, very powerful. By the way, we see this all the time. So 12,000 came over yesterday. Andy, I want to make sure I'm very clear on this. Let's just say take yesterday, 12,000 people. How many of those 12,000 people will be returned to their country of origin, and how many are here in the country to stay?
I don't believe any of those people will be returned. If they are, it'll be because in a rare thing, they turn up on an international terrorist watch list or something like that. The vast majority are going to be processed, and they'll be sent as soon as they possibly can because there is no facilities that can hold them. We're overrun. And so what's happening is they're releasing these people, sending them wherever they want to go. And sometimes you'd have NGOs who facilitate this on the U.S. side. And guess what? If they don't have enough room either, they're releasing some of these people right into the communities where near the detention facilities. And that's unfair and not good for places like Yuma, Nogales, up in the Tucson area, Eagle Pass in Texas. They're just releasing them into the community, some of them. Del Rio, good grief. And I don't want to hear about New York, because New York They invited those people there because they said they were sanctuary city. But the rest of these communities, they want to live and work. They can't even get to their own local services, Charlie. Some of them can't get to their hospitals because the ER and the maternity wards are filled with illegal aliens.
Yeah. So this, again, it is the worst. It is the worst day on the border and we've ever seen, 12,000 people in one day. And the government continues to act as if it doesn't exist. And they say the border is completely secure. It's so insulting. It is so against everything that we see with our own eyes. And here's what's happening, Andy. Now we're starting to see militias show up on the border because they want to take things into their own hands. This is inevitable. You're going to start to see more and more citizens. And again, I don't support that necessarily. I want things to be followed through the natural law and protocol. But Andy, it's almost like they're inviting, you know, people to come and take things into their own hands, right? It's like they're inviting, you know, citizens, and they don't, and then they're going to say, oh, look at the militia coming. This is terrible. Why don't you guys do your job? These are traitorous, treasonous policies. And Andy, I know you've been great on this. Why don't we impeach Joe Biden? One article, wide open border. You are a traitor to the country, Joe Biden. Is it really this complicated, Andy Biggs?
It should not be this complicated. We're having trouble getting the votes. I mean, let's just face it. We have trouble getting the votes amongst Republicans. If this were the Democrats, he would have been impeached multiple times already for his treasonous, his acts. I mean, when you start looking at what's happening on the border, the erasure of our border, and then you start looking at his corruption and bribery, those things, any other rational place would be saying this guy has got to go. But we didn't do it. We didn't do it. And I'll just tell you what else. I have floated repeatedly that since this is a lawless administration, Charlie, so that means you can pass all the good policy you want. But guess what? They're not going to follow it. Even if Biden were to sign it into law, he would not follow it. What you have to do is you have to leverage against it. And so I beg my colleagues, go ahead, keep fund. We'll fund Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, the veterans. We'll fund the military, CBP, ICE, air traffic controllers, TSA. And then that's where we stop. Stop funding everything else. This is an administration that's trying to destroy this country. Stop funding everything else until they give you measurable metrics that they're actually controlling the border or trying to control the border. But they're not even trying. In fact, they're sending out stupid things like Mayorkas sending out a week ago or so a letter saying you guys aren't using the correct pronouns. Some people are being offended. You have to use the correct pronouns for these people who are illegally invading our country. That's the idiocy that we live under. That is the regime. It's not a presidential administration anymore. It is an oligarchical regime that's usurping rights in every level.
Let's play cut 117.
An unrelenting stream of immigration, nonstop. Not only are Muslim communities, but African communities, Asian communities, Hispanic communities, and the wave still continues. It's not going to stop, nor should we want it to stop. As a matter of fact, it's one of the things I think we can be most proud of.
One of the things we could be most proud of, it's Joe Biden 10 years ago articulating that he wants the country to be replaced. He wants the third world to replace the third world. That's Joe Biden. Andy, I know that you are where I am on this FISA thing, so I want to make sure our audience is clear. You've been excellent on this. Ridiculous abuse by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We got to fix it. Speaker Mike Johnson, 2 days ago, made the right move. He said, we're not going to attach this to the NDAA. However, just breaking the last couple minutes, Senator Mike Lee has now said that Speaker Johnson will do a short-term backdoor to the NDAA. What's going on here? It's hard to kind of follow Speaker Johnson on this thing.
Yeah, so the NDAA is a spending bill for the military. We had a lot of the good stuff in there, getting rid of the woke crap that's going on in the military. It's a must-pass, considered to be a must-pass bill. We've always passed it, even though I haven't voted for it too often. But here's the deal. He is adding to it this short-term, what he's calling a short-term reauthorization cleanly of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, Section 702. That will go to April 10th, is my understanding. The problem is it actually, all of the authorities expire on April 10th. The act itself expires on December 31st, but there are ongoing authorities that would go on for another three months. He's effectively, by doing this, he's going to allow them for them. When I say them, I'm talking about FBI, NSA, CIA, all of that alphabet soup of federal police apparatus and surveillance apparatus to go get additional authorities from the courts for the next 3.5 months that will then run until January of 2025. So the bill that we just passed out of Judiciary Committee, my bill that is passed out 35-2, it's got bipartisan, bicameral support, really well supported by the community, whether it's left, middle, or to the right. He's effectively nullifying the ability to get that out of the House and get that passed through the Senate. And it, in my opinion, I'm outraged by that. And I have expressed that to the Speaker. And he and I have actually engaged in a bit of a tete-a-tete or debate on the floor, just one-on-one today.
Yeah, I'm a little confused. And Andy, you're on the right side of this issue. But why is Speaker Johnson, you know, going back and forth here? Why give him a renewal at all? What's going on here? It feels as if this is a typical D.C. gamesmanship. Speaker Johnson is either being, you know, blackmailed or threatened. What's going on here? Because he makes a very, you know, he does the right thing. A couple of days ago, Speaker Johnson says, good for him. You know, he says, we said good for him. He said, you draw the line, we're not doing. And now all of a sudden he says, oh, we're going to do an extension. What this is, I'm not understanding this, Andy. What help me understand what master is he serving?
Yeah, so there's three things. Number one, there you need to do an extension because these agencies, if we don't constrain them with 702, they will just go carte blanche spying and obtaining your communications data without warrants. Okay, so you need to, that's why it needs to be reformed and extended. So we want to rein them in. Number two, I believe that what's happened here is he has had the bejeebus scared out of him by the Intelligence Committee and the intelligence community, who have told him that if they don't get this continuation, that there will be a terrorist attack on U.S. soil, and it'll be his fault for not allowing them to continue to spy and obtain your communications data without warrants. Number three, I think playing into this is I believe. Some of his own staff is kind of pushing in that way as well. We have a tremendous group of people, whether it's Matt Gaetz and Scott Perry, more moderate people, Ward Davidson from Freedom Caucus. You've got the far left, Jerry Nadler, Jayapal. All those people have come together. We think this will pass out if he were to put our bill on the floor, which he says he's going to do. So it'll pass. We think it'll pass out of the House next week. We think it'll get well over 250, maybe even over 300 votes. But the deal is he's taken the pressure off the Senate to consider our bill because he's going to extend this clean reauthorization. And without the reforms, his data is still going to be in jeopardy, Charlie.
Andy Biggs, keep fighting. Thanks so much, my friend. Hold the line. Thank you.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon Recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting. Because life's too short for a bad hire.